great big offensive lineman has come through the door.
I love
quicker than any of those guys.
I love punctuality. You understand this show's from. It's from 10 to 2. And he does.
Matt's
shaking his head.
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly
I'm here with 4 minutes to go.
Hello, Matt. How you doing?
Well, at least give us some long answers. Don't give us yes and no answers.
It's the steering wheel show. It's 10 to 2, baby. That's why I'm here.
10 to 2.
Not bad.
Right,
steering
wheel show. We got 15 minutes.
We do not have 15 minutes.
You know what?
It's the world of radio, man. We got commercials.
We'll push Fred back and Zoe.
Well, who do we need to thank?
We got bills to pay.
Who do we need to thank? I'll thank him. I'm right here.
Okay.
We'll do it live. See, forget the commercial. Let's just talk. We got 15 minutes.
Tell me about this Dolphins defense.
Hold on. Before that, tell me about the ribs.
I'll tell you what. The ribs are good. I might let you have one if you're good to me.
A couple of them.
Okay. All right. I could share.
Just leave me a bone or something.
He does have some ribs going.
They smell good too.
Tell me about this Dolphins defense and the guy we all talk about when we talk about the Dolphins defense is Joey Porter. And man, he looked good the first time you guys met.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's playing great football right now. I think the big thing is, you know, when we look at him, their team is very disciplined. They're very good at playing that 3-4 defense. You know, they have great technique, and they're technicians. And if you make a mistake, they'll capitalize on it. And I think that up front, our biggest job always is to protect, you know, Castle and get downhill in the running game. But it's more so now because it's all those little things, all the little things you practice with. And you know, it's really about getting a hat on him and then finishing the blocks, because, you know, I think a lot of the times when you watch Porter and what he does, he's kind of relentless. He just never stops. So at some point, you know, if he comes, you know, free off a block, or if he's, you know, you don't have your hands on him real well and he can uncover, you know, from the blocker, he's going to make a play.
Have you ever met a more humble player than Joey Porter?
Yeah, you know, he's pretty humble. I mean, you know,
he's a very low-key guy.
Yeah, when he makes a play, not much celebration. Just get back in the huddle and
doesn't say anything to you.
No, it's pretty much business as usual. Acts like he's been there before. You know?
Not a demonstrative guy at
all.
You're not going to eat those ribs with that same mouth you're lying with, are you?
But I'll try.
With him, you saw him last year, and he insists that his skill level didn't change. It was the scheme that was preventing him from making plays. Was there a huge difference between the scheme of 2007 with the Dolphins and the scheme of 2008?
Oh, they're definitely a different team. I mean, they got a lot of new guys on that team, not just defensively, but, you know, collectively, they've got a lot of new guys. So, and I think they're getting some really good play from the guys up front that are the young guys that rotate in there a lot. And, you know, I think, like I said, it's going to come down to us doing all the little things right. And then just taking advantage of our opportunities. And and those opportunities come when you're in the red zone, you know, finishing those plays. Those opportunities come if you can get a turnover. You got to capitalize on that, especially when you're on the road. So, and then I think, outside of the offense, I think, you know, special teams-wise, that's huge when you're on the road for our special teams to come up big and give us good field position to start the game. So, you know, there's a lot of keys to this one. And no, Ben, you cannot have.
And Ben is eyeing Matt's ribs.
I don't even know if they taste good, but they smell good.
They are good.
That's part of it. They are
incredible.
Good.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
They do smell good, I have to admit. All the way over here. No, it's okay. Ben Watson has joined
Tennessee
us here as well.
Tennessee's barbecue and Braintree.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Who'd you just shout out?
You just slipped a plug in like out of nowhere.
A veteran.
People at home are wondering what's that guy chewing on right now, and they hear you guys talking about the aroma, and they can hear me.
See, that's
get into it a little bit. You know,
the wings are
they
so
want to know where that came from. You know, you got to eat like a champion.
Fred
know?
Smirlis doesn't do it as well as these guys just did it.
Right, he doesn't eat the steak
well,
on the air. He just
too.
Talks
yeah,
about it.
Exactly.
You know, you got to find good Southern cooking up here, man.
It's tough
you know?
To find.
Yeah.
And you know what is tough to find up here? Watson, yeah, you talk about Southern cooking. Two things. Grits and sweet potato pie.
Oh, yeah.
And greens.
And greens. They have greens there, too.
They have greens. Okay.
Now, you know, there's still a restaurant, so it's good though. It ain't like your mama's,
right.
But you
exactly.
know, it'll fix you. It'll hold you over till then.
Because your mama's working on the greens for like 2 or 3
all
days.
All day.
Now,
yeah.
Mrs. Watson, Mrs. Watson exactly. can make some Southern cooking. Now, I'm telling you, when
so
it comes to greens,
she's made it for the team.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You brought it over one time.
Yeah, brought it over.
That,
yeah. Mrs. Watson, my Mrs. Watson.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his.
The original.
Yeah.
No, the wife.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
wife.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
You're Mrs. Okay.
Yeah. The wife. Yeah.
Yes.
The second one.
Okay, the second one. Mrs. Watson,
the second
too.
Mrs. Watson. The mom, Mrs. Watson, then the wife, Mrs. Watson. Exactly.
Like Michael's mom's coming to visit him, and I swear he just wants her to come make sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, come visit, but don't forget your recipe.
I brought him some before.
And it was pretty darn good.
And he was eating like Matt Light's eating right now. On the air, smacking.
Thanksgiving is coming down, up man. Next week, too.
We were talking about earlier in the show about Matt Cassel's progression from where he is now compared to where he was back on September 21st, the first time you guys played this team. And we see it on the field what the difference is. Ben, tell me what the difference is in the huddle, in practice, in meetings. How is he different there?
The funny thing is he doesn't really seem that much different. I mean, he's obviously, I know, a lot more comfortable out there just because he's played more. He's got some more experience now. But, I mean, he's still the same guy that likes to joke around, and, you know, he's the same guy in the huddle. It's just now I think he's just a little bit more comfortable out there. He's seeing things a lot faster simply because he's been out there more.
Wes Welker told us, I can't remember what game it was, he dropped a pass. He was wide open. He dropped it, and he said the drop stayed with him the entire week. You know where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think? What was your week like after the fumble against the Jets? It was a very strange play.
Mm-hmm.
The ball slipped out. What were you thinking when you went over the films and thinking of Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Well, I mean, yeah, like Wes said, I mean, it kind of stays with you. No matter how much good you did in the game, you know, catch however many passes, touchdowns, whatever, you always, think about that one play, whether it's a drop ball or a fumble or, you know, missed assignment or a missed block, you know, because we pride ourselves on being perfect and, which is tough, you know, when you hold yourself to that kind of standard. But, it's a standard that we expect out of ourselves. You know, we want to go out and do a good job with everything we do. So whenever we make a mistake, we harbor it sometimes. But, I mean, the good thing is, and I'm sure Wes could attest to this, that, you know, when you make a mistake, your teammates are the first ones to pick you up and say, hey, we got to keep going. We got to make some more plays down the road. I mean, you can't dwell on what you did bad and help make it prevent you from doing stuff well later on in the game.
Matt, you guys are better at focusing on the game at hand than any team I've ever seen in any sport. But this feels bigger to me than a lot of games you play in October, November. It's been a while since this team's had a game this time of the year that feels as much like a must-win as this one does to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've said it all. You know, I think we feel the same way. I think this is, this is a chance for us to go on the road and play a team that, you know, beat us up pretty bad in the first game. And I think everybody has been extremely focused this week on taking care of, you know, their responsibility, doing their job, making sure that they, you know, do a little bit more film study, understand what didn't go well in the first game, and what they need to do to improve their performance. And I think that, if we go down there and if we play, you know, just together, I mean, because we know that we can get it done. I mean, that Jet game didn't end up the right way, but, I mean, everybody had a good feeling in that last drive offensively. We just said, you know what, here's what we got left, you know, no timeouts. I mean, it wasn't the best, you know, scenario. And we're just going to go down there and just make one play at a time and figure this thing out. And I think that we had to, you know, continually improve, but, you know, and we've done that. I think we've done that offensively. I think that, you know, there've been some bumps in the road and, you know, there's a lot of times where we said, you know, I wish this could have been better even in some of these wins. But, you know, I think if we can just take, you know, our performance up another level, go down there and just have a great, you know, no mental errors, no stupid penalties, none of that stuff that really kills you when you're on the road, you know, playing a team like this. If we can just go down there and play a solid game, I think we're going to be all right.
And I don't think you guys are all that surprised by Miami this year, because last year they were a one-win team masquerading. They were a 6 or 7-win team masquerading as a one-win team. Nobody really thought they were 1-15. Did you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you can take any team in the league and, the ball bounces funny a couple times and a team may be 8-8 or they, you know, may have 2 wins here or 2 losses here. Most teams are a lot closer, a lot more comparable than the record may show. You know, I think Miami is a good example of that last year. I mean, nobody thought they were as bad as they were. They just, you know, had a couple bad breaks. And so this year, I think they're playing very well. They're, you know, obviously you're going to be a good component opponent. You know, they came in here and gave it to us pretty much, the first time. So we know that they're, formidable opponent.
Final question for me before we let you go. And Matt, you mentioned the last drive and you got no timeouts and you're clocking the ball. What's it like within the team? I mean, there didn't seem to be any confusion. I watched San Francisco a couple of weeks ago make a total abomination of the end of the game, and that never seems to be an issue with you guys here on this offense.
Well, we hope not. You know, I think it comes down to a lot. I mean, there's a lot of factors that are involved there. You know, we have guys up front that have played together for a long time now, and that's kind of like half your battle in my mind, because, you know, look, if you don't give the quarterback time to sit back there and find his open receivers the defense knows what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, this quarterback needs to have some time. And at that point in the game as well, you know, both sides are tired. But I think defensively you can get worn down more than we do up front offensively. You know, we're used to taking every snap. You know, those guys are flying around trying to finish plays and rally to the ball. So I think, you know, we can outlast them if we're in good shape, and I think we're in pretty good shape. I think that, you know, we pride ourselves on being a tough, you know, offense, a tough defense, a tough team. So, you know, hopefully we can out-tough them in the end. And, you know, I think that then it comes down to making plays. And if you can get a hat on a hat up front and just give your quarterback time, and then he can sit back there and read what the defense is doing. And, you know, I thought Matt did a great job. Did a great job, you know, just, you know, keeping his composure and, you know, getting a play call in and, you know, making – you know, the calls that he needed to make and all that stuff. It was just a solid operation for us, man. I've been involved a lot of these over the years, and you know, just going down to have to make one of those crazy plays to win a game, and you know, this was, you know, as big of a 2-minute drive as I've ever been around. You know, it was just a great feeling to be a part of that.
You know, it's always great to talk to you guys, and thanks a lot for being on time. How about 159 next time, Free?
Hey, no, Matt, is it so bad? I feel bad for you in some respects. Is Michigan so bad this year you can't even tease Brady about it anymore?
Let's be honest here. Purdue wasn't the powerhouse that I think Joe would have liked going into his last season. You know, Joe Tiller, 11 years, I believe.
Yep.
You know, I came in with Coletto, and then when Jim Coletto left, Tiller came in, and it was just a whole different atmosphere. You know, on Purdue's campus, and obviously we went on to have some, you know, some great years, and he's a great coach, and a new guy stepping in as my former offensive line coach, heck of a guy, and he's gonna do really good down there. So, but no, I can't give him too much, because
I mean, they're so bad this year.
It's pretty tough. Yeah, it's tough to be a Michigan fan.
I can't even imagine Vrabel can make a bet with him on this game.
No, I can't.
How do you make a bet on this game?
Yeah. Random points.
And by the way, Commissioner, we're not talking about making bets based on point spreads in NFL locker rooms.
Recreational purposes only.
Yeah. Yes. Guys, high fives.
Good luck in Miami this weekend. Thank
Go
you.
Go Dogs.
Big Show's coming up next. Glenn, Pete, Steve, and Zoe coming up next. Sports Radio WEEI.